There had indeed been a bomb in Balveda's kit bag. Whether it had gone off because it was caught in the cat's plasma exhaust, or because somebody, whoever had been trying to keep the ship on board the GSV in the first place, had detonated it remotely the instant the fleeing craft was far enough away from the ends not to cause too much damage, Hawser didn't know. Whatever, the explosion seemed to have caught the pursuing police vessels. Laughing uproariously, Hawser angled the cat further away from the great circle of brilliantly lit orbital, heading straight out toward the stars and readying the warp engines to take over from the plasma motors. Wubslin, back on the deck, one leg caught on the arm of his own chair, moaned distantly.
"Mother," he said. "Mother, say it's only a dream."
Hawser laughed louder.
"You lunatic,"
breathed Yelsen, shaking her head. Her eyes were wide.
"That was the craziest thing I've ever seen you do. You're mad, Craiklin. I'm leaving. I resign as of now. Shit. I wish I'd gone with Jandrilla Jelly to Galsal. You can just drop me off first place we get to."
Hawser sat down wearily in the seat at the head of the messroom table. Yelsen was at the far end, under the screen which was switched into the bridge main screen. The cat was proceeding under full warp, 2 hours out on its journey from Vavach. There had been no further pursuit following the destruction of the police craft, and now the cat was gradually coming round to the course Hawser had set, into the war zone, toward the edge of the glitter cliff, toward Shah's world. Dorilo and Avager were sitting, plainly still shaken, to one side of Yelsen. The woman and the elderly man were both staring at Hawser as though he was pointing a gun at them. Their mouths were open, their eyes were glazed. On the other side of Yelsen, the slack form of Peristek Balveda was leaning forward, head down, her body pulling against the restraining straps of the seat. The messroom was chaotic. The cat hadn't been readied for violent manoeuvring, and nothing had been stowed away. Plates and containers, a couple of shoes, a glove, some half-unravelled tapes and spools and various other bits and pieces now lay strewn about the floor of the mess. Yelsen had been hit by something, and a small trickle of blood had dried on her forehead. Hawser hadn't let anybody move, apart from brief visits to the heads, for the last 2 hours. He'd told everybody to stay where they were over the ship PA, while the cat headed away from Vavach on a twisting, erratic course. He'd kept the plasma motors and laser warm and ready, but no further pursuit came. Now he reckoned they were safe and far enough away to warp straight. He had left Wubslin on the bridge, nursing the battered and abused systems of the clear air turbulence as best he could. The engineer had apologized for grabbing at the controls and had become very subdued, not meeting Hawser's eyes, but tidying up one or two bits of loose debris on the bridge and stuffing some of the loose wires back under the console. Hawser told Wubslin he had nearly killed them all, but on the other hand, so had he, so they would forget it this time. They'd escaped intact. Wubslin nodded and said he didn't know how. He couldn't believe the ship was virtually undamaged. Wubslin wasn't undamaged. He had bruises everywhere. "I'm afraid," Hawser said to Yelsen once he had sat down and put his feet up. "Our first port of call is rather bleak and underpopulated. I'm not sure you'll want to be dropped off there."
Yelsen put the heavy stun pistol down onto the table surface. "And just where the hell are we going? What's going on, Craiklin? What was all that craziness back on the GSV? What's she doing here? Why is the culture involved?"
Yelsen nodded at Balveda during this speech, and Hawser kept looking at the unconscious culture agent when Yelsen stopped, waiting for an answer. Avager and Dorilo were looking at him expectantly too. Before Hawser could answer, the small drone appeared from the corridor leading from the accommodation section. It floated in, looked round the messroom, then sat itself bodily on the table in the middle.
"Did I hear something about it being explanation time?" it said.
It was facing Hawser. Hawser looked away from Balveda to Avager and Dorilo, then to Yelsen and the drone.
"Well, you might as well all know that we are now heading for a place called Shah's world. It's a planet of the dead."
Yelsen looked puzzled.
Avager said, "I've heard of those, but we won't be allowed in."
"This is getting worse," the drone said. "If I were you, Captain Craiklin, I would turn back to the ends of invention and surrender yourself there. I'm sure you'd get a fair trial."
Hawser ignored the machine. He sighed, looking round at the mess, stretched his legs and yawned.
"I'm sorry you're all being taken, perhaps against your will. But I've got to go there, and I can't afford to stop anywhere to let you off. You've all got to come.
Oh, we do we?
Said the small drone. Yes, Hawser said, looking at it. I'm afraid so. But we won't be able to get anywhere near this place, Avager protested. They don't let anybody in. There's some sort of zone around them they don't let people into. We'll see about that when we get there. Hawser smiled.
You're not answering my questions, Yalson said. She looked at Balvader again, then down at the gun lying on the table. I've been zapping this poor bitch every time she flicks an eyelid, and I want to know why I've been doing it.
It'll take a while to explain it all, but what it boils down to is there's something on Char's world which both the culture and the Adirans want. I have a contract, a commission from the Adirans to get there and find this thing.
You really are a paranoid, the drone said incredulously.
It rose off the table and turned round to look at the others.
He really is a lunatic.